I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic. Utah's top story on politics. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
Democrats continue to have a strategy they hope will pay off to unseat U.S. Senator Mike Lee, who, would you say, sailed through the primary, Dave? Is that how you
Super sailed.
Super sailed through his primary.
There were other larger victories by incumbents. Becky Edwards, Ali Isom, they put up a pretty good fight. But again, Senator Mike Lee has a lot of popularity amongst the Republicans.
So the Democrats have said, we're not going to put up our own party's candidate. So you're not going to see a D after a name on the November ballot. And instead, they've verbally thrown their support behind independent Evan McMullen. But there was something that the chairwoman told KSL at night last night during our special broadcast as we covered the primaries that really stood out to me. We're going to get into that in just a minute. Do you think that strategy will pay off, though, to not put up their own candidate, split the vote, and instead throw their support behind McMullen? Is it enough?
I love the idea if they were actually going to do it, right? I mean, this is... I like you, but yeah, not enough to marry you. You know, you're boyfriend material, but I never go out in public with you.
let's dive into why you'd said that. I like you a lot, but I'm not going to marry you. In a twist, we got the Democrat Party chairwoman Diane Lewis, who told KSL at night last night that financially, the party won't donate to McMullen. He's on his own. KSL at Night host and former GOP executive director Scott Simpson asked her point blank, hey, you going to throw some money behind this?
Are you going to spend your hard-earned resources defending and supporting an independent candidate?
The party at the party level?
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
No. No, he's an independent. He's running, and you know we will now start. Now that this is over, we'll with who you know whoever wins, of course, the Kitchen and the Plum race, and the Blauen and the Pritcher race. We're pretty sure we're excited to start moving forward with all of our down ballot candidates.
Yeah, but this is like dipping your toe in the water, but pretending like it's not wet. Like you can't have both. You can't throw your support behind an independent and then not support the independent with your money. That's how it works. The thought that you can have, you know, your cake and eat it too, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I was shocked when I heard that.
Yes.
Shocked because what you and I have been covering for several weeks since the convention and since the Democrats came out and said, hey, this is how we're going to do things. We're not going to back our own guy for the job. We're going to back Evan McMullen because we think he has a better chance.
They dislike Mike Lee so much.
It sounded like somebody wasn't, they weren't all listening to the same discussion, right? See, the chairwoman said, we're not going to give him any money, which he needs, by the way. Evan McMullen needs the money. I mean, what candidate doesn't, right? We're going to tell you specific numbers as to why I'm saying that in just a moment. But, you know, I'm not really, really sure we're going to spend it down ballot. We're going to spend it on the state races.
Which is unnecessary. Comparatively speaking, the money that Evan McMullen needs versus the money that, you know, state senators or state representatives, whatever, what they need, it's a fraction of the cost. If you really want Mike Lee to lose, Democrats, like if that's your whole purpose, you're not putting up a candidate against him, but you still want him to lose, so much so that you will endorse a former Republican, a current independent, then throw some resources his way. You have to. Otherwise, keep your yapper shut. right? I mean, stop pretending like you're going to support this guy if you're not actually going to support him. Because when it comes to running a campaign, the only thing that matters is cold, hard cash. If you don't have the money, you don't have a chance.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
So let's talk about the money. So here's what Evan McMullen is up against. Now, granted, we're playing off of what the Democrats have said in terms of not giving Evan McMullen any money, at least from the top of the party. Okay, so here's what he's up against. Mike Lee, as we reported yesterday, after you analyzed the FEC, the Federal Election Commission website, has raised since 2017, which he's allowed to. He's in office. He could start raising that money for his next campaign. $7.4 million about. He spent, didn't we say $5.5 million yesterday?
Yep.
To make it out of the primary. So he's got in the neighborhood of, what does that put him at? A little under $2 million left. Maybe right around $2 million. Evan McMullen, Dave, has raised $2.6 million. I dove back into the FEC website this morning. $2.6 million. He spent $1.7 million. Cash on hand, $962,000. Now, Scott Simpson, who he's a former executive director of the GOP, he's like, he knows how this stuff works, right? He's helped with campaigns. He worked for Senator Orrin Hatch.
I do expect
Here's what he said.
Gloves will come off after the primary. I mean, I think there has been pugilism going on in this primary so far, and you've got really three challengers beating up on one incumbent. When it gets to be a binary choice in particular, I don't see it down ticket, you know, in the congressional races necessarily, but the Senate race is going to be big.
He says it's going to hit the airwaves. I mean, this is just going to be an air war. And McMullen's $962,000, I don't know how far that will go.
Well, now that it's official, now that they know who they're running against, now that the McMullen camp knows it's Senator Lee. They probably had a good idea it was going to be Senator Lee. But now is when it gets serious. Right, you've got 5 months to raise money, which is tough when you don't have the backing of the Republican Party and you don't have the backing of the Democratic Party. So what you're really doing is trying to find that movable middle, find those folks that you've convinced to join your side to contribute and contribute handsomely. And if he gets enough folks to reach into their pocketbook and make big donations – I think the limit's somewhere around, what, $2,700 per person. That's kind of the cap.
Look at you.
I've been diving into a lot of numbers
lately,
Deb.
Can you be more specific? $2,700 per person.
Maybe it's $2,750. I don't know. Yeah, but
I'm impressed.
There's a lot of money that needs to be raised if he wants a chance.
Well, so where does McMullen stand right now? Desert News, Hinckley Institute of Politics recently conducted a poll I found curious. It's 800 registered voters, 800 and some odd registered voters. Senator Lee, they asked the question, Dave, they asked this question, like, if the election were held today, the general election were held today, who would you vote for? Would you vote for Senator Mike Lee? Would you vote for Evan McMullen? 41% said, yeah, they vote for Lee. 35% said, yeah, they'd vote for McMullen. So McMullen is well within range if you factor in the margin of error. There's a chance.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
That's a long shot chance, according to Dumb and Dumber. 35, like within 6 percentage points, that is more than a chance. I mean, that's right there.
Is again, that a surprise to you?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I look at it and I think, okay, I know a lot of people are frustrated with Senator Lee for whatever reason, but within Republican circles, Mike Lee is very popular. And we saw that because you had two really good candidates going against him in the primary. Becky Edwards, Ali Isom, two very good candidates. He still won handily by what, 18, 20%, somewhere around there? I mean, he really won that against two good candidates. So for Republicans, Mike Lee, very popular. How unpopular is he with everybody else? That really will determine who wins this race. If he is extremely unpopular with everybody else, okay, then Evan McMullen has a real chance. But I think there's it's still an uphill battle for Evan McMullen.
So in every election cycle, we know something is for sure. There are always winners and there are always losers. And I'm proud to be an American. And for purposes of our next discussion, Utah County. Whew. I think you're the loser when it comes to voter turnout. Let's dive into that next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.